Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rucab, owner of St. John's Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. The first Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp is open at 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95. The second will be opening in days at 101 Monument Road, just off Atlantic Boulevard. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. Now at 847 Dunn Avenue and soon at Monument Road.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Hey, the left shoulder is blocked at 295 South due to an object that is near the Dames Point Bridge, and there's a crash at 295 North at the Buckman blocking the left shoulder. Going to be mostly sunny through Monday, daytime highs near 90, mostly clear tonight, going to get down to 76, and then partly cloudy Sunday night, lows of 74. Still hanging in 84 degrees at AM 600 WBOB.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful best day ever. And for those of you who have been listening and coming back and joining us, I am so glad that you are back to learn from the best ever, Dr. Joel Fuhrman. And for those of you who've stumbled upon my show, I've been waiting for you. Please remember that this is a place. Please know that you are listening right now to a place where we make commitments to live the life of your dreams. It's my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, by listening as well as my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth so that you can live the life of your dreams. So if you've stumbled upon the show for the first time, you're in for a treat. Can't get any better than this. Dr. Joel Fuhrman is in the house. I don't think we're giving away a book today, but we're going to give a lot of wisdom, a lot of years of knowledge and research that's going to be coming out at you. And if you've been listening, Dr. Fuhrman, I have a question for you. Have you had your G-bombs today? If you haven't, you will before the show is done. So we have Dr. Joel Fuhrman, who's been on my show, a regular monthly friend of the show, for the last 2.5 years, and it's such an honor. Every time he's on, I learn so much from him. So if you don't know who Dr. Fuhrman is, just know that he is world-renowned, New York Times bestselling author, teacher, speaker. He is like the number one producer for PBS. He has a DVD series that you can purchase through them as well. And he has his own, if you can go to drfuhrman.com to learn more about all the different ways that you can grow with him. And today we're going to talk about the secret to slowing down your aging process. Slow down, you move too fast. I'm going to break into song in a little bit. So let me share a little bit about Dr. Fuhrman. He's had over 30 years of research. He is the epitome of what taking 100% responsibility looks like. Dr. Fuhrman is president of the National Nutritional Research Foundation, and he is a five times, and I think probably even more now.
Six times?
Mm-hmm. Which one is number six? Fast food genocide?
No, it's not number six. It did not become, it's not a best.
It will. I know. We're going to keep working on that.
That would be seven. I could live till six, but yeah.
And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am so grateful that Dr. Joel Fuhrman is back to do just that. Welcome, Dr. Fuhrman, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Thanks, Lily.
Always okay. Great to talk to you. It's always nice. I love our conversations before we go on the air, and I'm really excited because today we're going to, I have a wonderful fan, and his name is Martin, and we're going to talk about a question that he asked, and it's about arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. And I, you know, instead of asking you, Dr. Furman, a little bit about your background, because people can go to whenyouneedafriend.com, they can go to drfurman.com to learn more about you. Share a little bit about what you told me about the importance of a nutritarian lifestyle with someone who has arthritis or an autoimmune condition.
Well, I think the important message is that we can reverse asthma completely. We can reverse migraines completely, so people have to be on drugs the rest of their life. And autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, lupus, scleroderma, inflammatory bowel disease are some of the most devastating and serious illnesses people can be living with. Mm-hmm. And when you go to a rheumatologist to treat those diseases, they're going to give you chemotherapeutic agents that cause cancer and have to be monitored very carefully. So the drugs used for those diseases are exceedingly dangerous and cause harm in 100% of the cases. So these are serious diseases where the drugs are exceedingly dangerous and toxic and lifespan shortening. And people aren't told that they can make complete recoveries from autoimmune disease, that they can make they can get well from rheumatoid arthritis, from colitis, from scleroderma, from Sjogren's syndrome, and from lupus. I had a young girl on the national renal transplant list with lupus destroying her kidney. And instead of going for a kidney transplant, she made a complete recovery. And she didn't have lupus anymore. I mean, we're talking here about life-threatening conditions that can be remedied by nutritional excellence. Yet this is hidden, just like nobody's talking about it. Look at Venus Williams, left the tennis tour for a few years with Sjogren's syndromes, her autoimmune disease flared up. And then she changed her diet to a nutritarian diet. She made a complete recovery. She's back on the tour competing. Nobody's talking about this.
That's right.
It's completely hidden by the media. But you can make, and there's, I can mention other professional athletes who are in very serious trouble, who made recoveries, such as right in Florida. Alonzo Mourning is an example in the Miami Heat. Had an autoimmune kidney problem that recovered on a nutritarian diet. You know. So, but the point I'm making right now is that this person that you know, I think a relative of yours with rheumatoid arthritis, has to take this very seriously, because rheumatoid arthritis can destroy your joints permanently, and lupus can destroy your kidney and be very severe. And if these people start to adopt these nutritional protocols, they can make recovery. They can't do it haphazardly. They can't just try to improve their diet, moderately make changes. That's not going to do it. They've got to jump in and do everything right. And I have a specific protocol to help these patients.
And we're going to talk about that protocol. We're going to talk about how to prolong our life when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com with Dr. Furman. We'll be right here waiting for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where the conversation off the air just gets just as powerful as on the air. I want to encourage you to do everything you possibly can. As you know, the registers, my registered service mark is you can take a pill or you can take responsibility. Earlier in the segment, Dr. Joel Fuhrman was talking about how important it is to know the side effects of these medications. If you have a condition and you are taking a pill, that pill is just, do we know of any pill, Dr. Fuhrman, that actually cures the body, that you could stop taking the pill and the body will continue to heal? Is there anything like that out there?
Probably with regard to, say Lyme disease, when you have an infectious disease from a tick, if you took the right antibiotic for the right period of time, you could kill it and your body will continue to heal and the antibiotic is stopped because the spirochete is now killed. And the dead spirochetes and the spirochetal post-inflammatory processes will slowly resolve over time. Okay. So there's always the exception.
That's an exception. But antibiotics taken a long time in the wrong way could cause harm as well.
Well, antibiotics are dangerous drugs that always cause some degree of harm in life's, and more days you take them throughout your life, you might be increasing the risk of some other issue like breast cancer. But we're not talking, but still, they could be the necessary evil in meningitis, pneumonia, or Lyme disease, or cellulitis when they're necessary to prevent serious harm from some type of infectious agent.
Yes.
You don't want to use them for bronchitis and sinusitis and bronchitis, and viral infections. 90% of antibiotics are prescribed inappropriately for uses in which they didn't have to be prescribed.
Correct.
Drugs, but that doesn't mean they aren't needed in those other
absolutely cases. I'm not against pills. I am for doing everything we possibly can. And today we're going to be talking about anti-aging. Let's talk about the basics of anti-aging, the nutritarian lifestyle. Share a little bit so that for people that are tuning in for the first time and stumbling upon the show, that you can share what are the basics of the nutritarian lifestyle.
Well, a nutritarian lifestyle and diet style tries to not miss any particular factor that could hurt you and increase aging, create disease, and promote aging. We want to have you achieve your maximum genetic lifespan possible. Mm-hmm. And we know that the only thing proven, the most proven methodology to slow aging and extend lifespan is this, and you may want to write it down. Mm-hmm. It's moderate caloric restriction in an environment of micronutrient excellence. And this has been shown in studies with every type of animals, worms and fruit flies to primates and humans, that overeating calories shortens lifespan and nutritional deficiencies shorten lifespan as well. We want to have high amounts, particularly of the antioxidants and phytonutrients that the body needs to prevent cancer and slow aging. But at the same time, we don't want to expose ourselves to excess calories. Everybody out there in the world the American population is overweight. Everybody in America is overweight. All long-lived societies have, and all long-lived peoples, when we look at them, the most important criteria is that their BMI is below 23. That means there's no such thing as you can't be overweight and be in good health because extra fat on the body, or you can't be overweight and be at your optimal health because excess fat on the body produces hormones, angiogenesis promoters, estrogens, and hormones that accelerate aging, increase glycation end products, and increase your risk and ages your blood vessels and your brain.
Okay.
So you have to be, and mild caloric restriction does the opposite. It lowers hormones. It increases the ability of stem cells to replenish damaged tissue. It slows the aging of cells. All these things we're talking about, that about 90% of Americans have a BMI above 23.
Okay.
Now, if we look at the 10% that have a BMI below 23 in America, then we find that the vast majority of those, about more than 7% of those people, have a low BMI because they're sick. They're alcoholics, they smoke cigarettes, they have asthma, autoimmune conditions, digestive disorders, cold cancers, mental and psychiatric problems. In other words, the normal weight people in America are mostly sick people. Almost all people that don't have some addiction, bad habits that keep, or bad health problems keeping them thin, almost all of them are overweight eating the American diet. You can't eat the American diet and have good health. It's impossible. It's an oxymoron.
Okay, so what you're saying, what I'm hearing you say now, is that people that are less than 23 BMI, that are not on a nutritarian lifestyle, that are eating the standard American diet, are still sick.
That's correct.
Okay.
And then if we looked at people that were normal weight in America with a BMI between, let's say, 19 and 22 and a half, we'd find most of those people would be sickly. We'd find the overweight people would be healthier, because the reason why they're at a beneficial weight is because they're ill. It's only about 2.5% of Americans that are at a normal weight because they eat healthfully and exercise without having a disease process.
2.5%.
2.5%. That's correct.
Amazing. Amazing.
And they don't eat a nutritarian diet. They're just eating what you consider healthy enough to keep a normal weight without being sick. You know what I mean? It's 2.5%. But what I'm saying right now is, while everybody out there is trying to speed up their metabolic rate so they can eat more food and not get fat, we have to equate speeding up the metabolic weight with aging faster. It's not favorable to speed up your metabolic rate. If you want to live a long time and live to be 100 years old, we have to slow down the metabolic rate. We're going to slow down the aging process so we can eat less food and not get too thin. Because the slower metabolic rate is, the more we could retain a normal body mass with on less food. The less food you eat, the longer you live. But the point I'm making here is that this is not austerity and having willpower of iron. This is that when you eat a diet rich in the beneficial plants you're supposed to eat, mm-hmm. the fiber, the water content, the nutrient content, the bulk suppresses your appetite. It makes you not want to eat as much food. When you eat properly, you don't want to eat as much. And also, their calories are not as biologically accessible. So a nutritarian diet is designed to make a person prefer to eat less calories and more comfortable eating less calories, so they're satisfied with normal amounts of food and they don't develop perverted food cravings and emotional overeating patterns that shorten their lifespan. So it's these perverted cravings from lack of micronutrients in your diet that inhibit people from being able to eat the right amount of food. Thus, we have a population of Americans that are all overweight. And you mentioned toxicity before, mm-hmm. and the toxicity leads to excessive eating because our body detoxifies most effectively in a non-feeding state. So when we're not eating calories is when we can start to feel shaky and weak and fatigued from the toxins being mobilized. And people think they need to eat food to keep their energy up because they feel fatigued. So they have to overeat calories just to feel okay. So now they're overeating calories to feel okay, to prevent detoxification, because detoxification doesn't feel very good. Whereas if they weren't toxic and they weren't feeding, they wouldn't feel hungry and they wouldn't want to eat. And so we're talking here about, I can't repeat the basic principle enough, and that's moderate caloric restriction in an environment of micronutrient excellence. And it's focusing on micronutrient excellence that makes moderate caloric restriction possible. And so we're talking about, for example, eating a lot of raw vegetables, eating a big salad every day. The bulk and the fiber and the chewing and the space it occupies in your stomach suppresses appetite. And raw vegetables are not all actually calorically bioavailable to the body because it's hard to digest them. The body doesn't get all the calories you're eating. Part of those calories never come into your body. So even to eat those raw, not starches, like raw carrots and raw beets, and raw peas and snow peas and jicama and kohlrabi, eating a lot of raw food is a strategy to reduce calories. And then the second the second strategy besides eating salad is having soups. Because when you have vegetable bean soups, the mixture of nutrients and fibers in a high watery environment occupies space in the stomach and suppresses appetite better than drinking liquids do. The mixture of the food particles with the water particles has an effect to suppress appetite in a very effective manner, much more so than drinking drinking something. We want people to avoid drinks, especially fruit-based drinks, and avoid fruit-based liquids and things. But eating vegetable soups and using beans as your primary carbohydrate source is a major factor, because beans have a major portion of the calories are not biologically available. So they ratchet down the apostat, from the eating of beans, and then you don't really get those calories in anyway. So it feels like you ate a lot of calories and you didn't. So when you have the salad, the soup and bean with beans in it, you feel like you ate a lot of calories and you're satisfied, but you didn't take in as much calories as you thought you did.
Well, I get people writing to me about the beans, and that's probably one of their biggest, there are two things that they say to me is like, I try eating salads, but I'm hungry all day. And the other one is, when I eat too many beans, I get bloated. So can you address how we can overcome that hurdle?
Well, most Americans never felt hunger in their whole life. They don't feel hungry because what they're experiencing, I call toxic hunger,
yes,
which is fatigue and shakiness from the body detoxing. So the diet's not healthy enough. Real hunger is felt in the mouth and throat. And it's good to feel hungry, because then it's telling you you're not overeating. If you don't ever feel hungry, then if a person says, I'm never hungry, well, that means they're probably chronically overeating calories. So that you can use hunger as a measurement tool to make sure you're not overeating, because you should feel hungry a few times a day before you go to eat your food. And of course, if they're not eating some beans or some nuts and some other foods with their salad, the salad doesn't supply enough calories to sustain yourself for 5 hours after a meal. So we're not saying to just eat the salad. We're saying eat the salad with a bowl of soup or a bean dish or chili or stew. And the digestibility of beans, of course, takes time. People have to titrate their bean intake to the exact level at which they're comfortable and not have, so they're not getting bloated and gas.
So you start small and go big?
Well, some people don't have to start small, but if some people do, they have to try to figure out that level of bean that they can tolerate without discomfort. That's because of the digestive capacity and bacteria in their gut that's built up to digest beans. But whatever they determine that level is, whether it's a half a cup or a quarter cup or one teaspoon, we could find out what that person's tolerability for beans is. And they can use easier to digest beans, such as lentils and chickpeas, compared to, red kidney beans and azuki beans and black beans. They could start with the easy to digest beans too. And then what happens is, over time, when they eat beans every day, their body builds up the ability to digest them better, and they can ratchet that up. The problem with these people who think they can't digest beans is they're not being eating beans frequently enough. They're eating them too infrequently, a couple times a week. They get a little bloated and they don't eat beans. They don't ever develop the healthy bacteria that are required to digest them and the timing of the digestive enzymes. In other words, you don't develop the ability to digest beans when you're not eating them. You got to keep eating them. That you have to titrate to the level that's comfortable, and then keep eating it every single day, and you'll be able to increase with time.
Very good. So as we're looking at the excellence, the moderate caloric restriction and micronutrient excellence in a body and environment that is that, you're talking about salads and beans, and of course we have the greens, the beans, the onions, the mushrooms, the berries and seeds that you're talking about, the G-bombs. So that's important. So you had mentioned that most people are trying to speed up their metabolism, and the reality of speeding up your metabolism is that people who are trying to speed up their metabolism, it leads to premature aging. So when we return from our break, I would love to address the fact that we have been conditioned to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and eat a snack, and have all this food. But when we return, we're going to learn a new truth about how keeping our metabolism slow will slow down the aging process. When we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com, we'll be right here waiting for you.
Thank you.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is warning Russia, China, and others against any violation of international sanctions on North Korea. He says Washington will take seriously any action that might reduce the pressure on North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons. The raging Northern California wildfires are expected to make more progress today. Complements of low humidity and gusty winds both are in the forecast. In fact, the National Weather Service has issued red flag warnings of extreme fire danger through tonight. The evacuation has also been ordered now for communities near Clear Lake. That's about 110 miles north of San Francisco. In Siberia today, a Russian helicopter crashed shortly after takeoff, tragically killing all 18 people on board. The Interstate Aviation Committee there says a helicopter collided with a load being carried by another chopper that had just taken off from that same pad in Vancouver. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered, and now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
The year was 1957, and two of the top movies that year were Bridge Over River Kwai and Old Yeller. And two of the top 10 TV shows were Gunsmoke and I've Got a Secret. 1957 was also the year that the Boger's family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger's Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger's Shoes specializes in extra wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by three board certified podiatrists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom make orthotics in their on-site lab. Boger's Shoes also carries many popular brands like Birkenstock, For Your Soul by Rocky Brands, New Balance, Dansko, SAS, and Vionic, just to mention a few. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger's Shoes' success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
WBOB tackles the issues.
The anti-war movement in Vietnam, the civil rights movement, in the 60s and early 70s, both of those were much more civil in tone. Even the anti-war movement was more civil in tone, but certainly the civil rights movement among the people who were protesting.
Every day.
Oh, Supreme Court, big ruling in favor of the faith-based pregnancy centers in California. Woo!
WBOB, your 2018 election authority. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
And there's a crash at 295 North right before Normandy Boulevard. Both those shoulders in that area are blocked. To the crash at I-10 West at the ramp to exit 356. That's the exit to 295. And that off-ramp right lane is blocked. Going to be mostly sunny, at least through Monday. Looking for highs near 90. It's currently 85 degrees right here at AM 600 WBOB.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'm Lillian McDermott. I'm your host. And today we're talking to our teacher, Dr. Joel Fuhrman, who is world-renowned. He is, I have to say that one of my giggles is when Dr. Fuhrman's on the Dr. Oz show, and then he's finds a little cubicle, a little cubby to do the Lillian McDermott radio show. I love the fact that he's been so loyal to the Lillian McDermott radio show and is a wonderful friend. And just every time he's on, Dr. Furman, I learn something new. Today, we're talking about how to slow down the aging process. And many of us, you know, we can't get past everything that we've been taught. And this is where it's so important that we come together at whenyouneedafriend.com. I want to encourage you to become a subscriber. Do it now. If you have an opportunity, do it now. Because when you become a subscriber, the shows get sent to you. And that way you can listen to the show over and over again. While you're at whenyouneedafriend.com, please check out all my social media. Like me there. Go to YouTube. Subscribe there. Podcast. Subscribe there. That way you can get this new information so that we can rewrite the programs that have been keeping us sabotaged. And we can break the cycle so that our children don't have to go through what we have been going through to break this cycle. And so while you're there, I would ask you to please check out my sponsors page, because without my sponsors, the show would not happen. So I want to encourage you to check them out. See how you can support them the way they're supporting the show. And last but not least, if you ever have a question, a suggestion for our show, then please call or text 407-373-5959. Today, we are talking to world-renowned New York Times best-selling author, wonderful speaker. If you ever have an opportunity to, if you know that Dr. Furman is going to your city or town or nearby, it is worth the opportunity to go see him. We learn every day, every time that he is on. And today we're talking about anti-aging. Many of us spend thousands of dollars to look good. But to, it's like, remember Billy Crystal, Dr. Furman? It's better to look good than to feel good. You look marvelous, darling. It's better to look good than to feel. He used to play Fernando Lamas, his character, Fernando Lamas. It's so important that we break that cycle so that we can feel good in order to look good. So Dr. Furman, thank you so much for your loyalty to the show. It's so appreciated.
You're welcome.
Okay.
So we're talking about the fact that your body wants to be at your ideal weight. It has kind of an ideal set point. Mm-hmm. It's hard to be underweight or overweight. You have to really eat a tremendous amount of excess calories to be overweight. Because if you're just eating a normal amount of calories, your body's going to lose weight. It's going to want to go back to its set point. It's very hard to be underweight. So what I'm saying right now is if you moderately overeat, even if you don't gain much weight, your body can speed up its metabolism to utilize some of those calories. Through its respiratory quotient, it could burn more calories through breathing. It could burn more calories by raising the body temperature. It could raise more calories by increasing the thyroid function. So your body can burn calories and prevent weight loss. But even if you're not that overweight, just a little overweight, you're speeding up the metabolism, you're aging faster. If you moderately, instead of moderately eating a little too many calories, if you moderately eat a little too little calories, your body won't lose weight, it won't become too thin, because the body will slow down the metabolic rate to maintain its set point. It'll lower its metabolic rate by lowering the calories lost from respiration, called the respiratory quotient. It'll lower its body rate by lowering its body temperature, running cooler, which will make you more tolerant to the heat, but less tolerant to the cold, which is a good thing. Not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. And then it'll also raise it'll lower the thyroid function a little bit, and other parameters will do to slow the metabolic rate. But it's these factors that slow the metabolic rate that slow the aging process, mm-hmm. and it's factors that slow the metabolic rate by less calories that remove free radicals and slow aging and prevent DNA cross links and other methylation defects that create aging. It's this moderate caloric restriction and slowing the metabolic rate that leads to the biological factors that make you live to be 100 years old in good health and prevent cancer. And it's moderately overeating next that does the opposite. Now, Americans don't do it. Most Americans don't do either of those things. They excessively overeat. Mm-hmm. They don't moderately overeat. Moderately overeating is bad enough. But they're chronically and excessively overeating. So therefore, they have heart attacks in their 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm. Put in nursing homes with dementia. They have strokes that can incapacitate them. And they have chronic illnesses like high blood pressure, diabetes, and atherosclerotic plaque that causes, you know, that limits their mobility and their athletic ability. So they have serious problems because they're excessively overeating. They're so far away from what we're talking about here,
sure.
which is which is slowing the aging process and living to be 100 in great health.
Okay.
And so, but the other thing we're talking about here is the fact that when you take in empty calories, calories with no significant micronutrient load, when you eat, you know, bread and oils, and oil is the perfect food to talk about because oil is what many Americans think are healthy and needed. They think oil, like olive oil, is good for their health. And in fact, using those oils are the primary reason they're speeding up the metabolic rate, because the oils are the because you're pouring calories on your food, and calories and oil does not ratchet down the apostat. It actually increases the amount of calories you want to eat. Instead of, so if you were waiting to consume food at a buffet, and in the line while waiting to fill your plate, I gave you a tablespoon of olive oil because it doesn't occupy any space in your stomach, and because it doesn't have any fiber, water content, or bulk, it won't ratchet down your apostat. You'll eat the same amount of calories on the buffet, whether you had the oil, 120 calories from oil or not. Whereas if I gave you an apple to eat in line, you'd eat 65 calories less. Or if I gave you a bowl of soup to eat in line, you'd eat all those soup calories, you'd eat all the less calories. Matter of fact, now, if instead of putting the oil in line, if I gave you the oil on the food on the buffet, you would want to eat, you wouldn't just take in the extra 120 calories. You would take an additional 100 calories because oil ratchets up the appetite and makes you want to eat more calories. Mm. So we add oil, salt, and sugar to food who want to eat more calories over and above the calories that they supply. So it's the perfect witch's cauldron, so to speak, to people to overeat and become overweight. So I think that the oiling of the American diet, and by the way, Americans today are consuming 1,000 times as much soybean oil as they did 100 years ago. 1,000 times as much, not 10 times as much, you know, but in any case, the oiling, the frying of foods, the using to think the idea that oil is healthy for you, that's the probably the major factor accelerating, shortening lifespan and removing people's potential, and also creating an epidemic of obesity because people are throwing calories on everything they're eating. They're putting oil in all the food.
Okay, so with that in mind, there are so many things that I can just feel people shaking their head, although we've talked about this a bajillion times, the habits. And this is what I was saying to you. We've got to stop with the habits. You're saying don't eat until you're hungry. Feel hunger. It's important to feel hunger. You're also saying that we can't have the salts and the sugars and the olive oils or the oils, where we've been told that, oh, oils have this incredible value, medicinal value, or incredible nutrient values, or, you know, I always say, hey, if I want olive oil, I'm just going to eat the olive.
Right.
We're not going to, yeah.
Right. The question is the sesame seed or the sesame oil, the walnut or the walnut oil, the avocado or the avocado oil,
correct.
Pecan or the pistachio oil. And that's the real difference we get in lifespan. When people use the pistachio nut, not the pistachio oil. When you use the olive oil. So that's where the lifespan benefits come. Because when you eat the whole food, like the sesame seed or the pistachio nuts, not only do you get much less calories, but the sterols and stanols, and there's anti-cancer properties, but also all those calories are no longer all biologically accessible. So 100 calories from oils, 120 calories from oil, 120 calories of fat on your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple of tablespoons of nuts of 50 calories, you feel like you ate 50 calories now. It shut the apostat down by 50 calories. You ate 50 calories less of something else, but you don't get those 50 calories into your body.
Mm-hmm.
Because about 10 of those 50 calories passed through into the toilet bowl. They were not all biologically accessible. So you ate 50 calories less and you only got 40 calories in. So it's a factor leading to moderate caloric restriction.
Okay.
Oils make you eat more. The food the oil came from makes you eat less, but also supplies you with a much higher micronutrient load. So we're not saying not to eat fat. We're saying to eat the natural source of the fat that we intended us to.
Yeah. I was telling you that I had just had all my DNA done, and the DNA diet that they did on me, they said that my body is the best with a Mediterranean diet. And so someone said, you see, you need oil. And I said, well, I do get oil, because if I'm eating the Mediterranean diet, right, if this is what works best for my body, I'm getting olives, I'm getting avocado.
There's no way that's accurate to begin with. That's just nonsense. Your DNA test does not tell you what diet.
I'll show you. I'll send you my DNA so that you can take a look at it.
That's just the skin. You're just believing nonsense.
Really? Well, I'll send it to you.
A Mediterranean diet is a diet that has some beneficial factors in it, but it also has some factors that are hurtful in it.
Oh, absolutely.
So, for your body, that's just a person who's nutritionally ignorant coming up with a suggestion for people who are taking the test.
Well, I'm going to send that to you because I want you to take a look at it.
Certain foods lead to more lifespan and certain foods shorten lifespan. And some parts of the Mediterranean diet are healthy, like certain parts are unhealthy. But collectively putting it all into one category, that's just nutritional science.
No,
ignorance to categorize a diet and saying this one's good for that person, this one's good for its factors involved. You know, much more complicated.
And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Joel Fuhrman when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
150 million. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Hi, everybody. My name is Kelly Gallagher. I'm a 5-time cancer survivor powered by my 6th pacemaker and a new heart valve. How did I get well? I have the most amazing, incredible, integrative, alternative, complementary, adjunct, and functional medicine doctors that you could ever imagine. And they're all at getyourlifebacknow.live. 2 days, 16 doctors, news you can use. They have all the solutions of how you can take power and charge of your own personal health care.
And if you'd like to purchase this product, please go to getyourlifebacknow.live.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org. to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Dr. Fuhrman is kicking my butt. So we are talking about slowing down the aging process. And we've talked about how everything we've learned, everything we've been trained to do may not be what's best for our body. I want you to consider learning a new truth. Now, for me, it was all about speed your metabolism, speed up your metabolism. And when I learned from you, Dr. Furman, that speeding up our metabolism leads to premature aging, I'm like, let's slow it down. So what are other things we can do to protect our body so that we can slow down the aging process?
Well, you right now, as you were speaking in a more peaceful and slow manner, it made me think about meditation, which has effects on slow aging. Because it's
did you kind of get that?
Exactly. Meditation, you know, that's why. But we're talking here about also talking about the foods. When we eat high calorically dense food, like white flour, honey, maple syrup, oils, sugar, white bread, pasta, you know, these things accelerate aging and you pay a price for them because they also increase risk of cancer and increase risk of heart disease. We can't eat high glycemic concentrated calories. We can't throw those empty calories into our body and not pay a price. And people want to think they're overweight with a little extra 10 pounds in their body. It's not a health risk because thinner people are sickly or more sickly doesn't make the extra 10 pounds of fat you shouldn't
Correct.
Have in your body.
Correct.
And the last thing we didn't talk about that slows aging is what's sometimes called intermittent fasting. But I can also call it, don't go to bed with food in your stomach. You know, the most important, one of the most important things we see to reduce cancer rates is going to bed on an empty stomach, which means finishing dinner earlier in the day. Eating, and that's contrary to every lifestyle and pattern across the European country, the late dinner. What the science has been accumulating over the last two decades, that we want to stop eating for the day earlier. So we have that 13, 14 hour window between the end of dinner and the start of breakfast. And the window decreases aging even more when the 14 hour window is shifted. So you're going to bed on an empty, you don't want to just eat a later breakfast to make the 14 hour window, because then you're eating dinner closer to the time when you go to sleep at night. We see lifespan expand even more when people are when they start to sleep with no food in their stomach.
About 3 hours, 2 hours before to go. What is your nice little formula for us?
Right, 3 to 4 hours. It takes 3 to 4 hours to digest a meal. So let's say if you're going to bed at 10 o'clock at night, you want to finish dinner by 6 o'clock. So the earlier, the better. If you can finish dinner by 4, 5, or 6.
But Dr. Furman,
the rest of the night. Clean the kitchen, clean your teeth, get away from food, and don't eat the rest of the night. Some nights, to really prolong aging, I might start, some nights I might even undershoot calories. And then at 10 o'clock at night, I start to feel a little hungry. But I don't go eat. I just go to food.
I get hungry. That's my weak spot. Okay, so Dr. Furman, I've been told from the beginning that I have hypoglycemic tendencies, right? So right. I should eat some egg before I go to bed, or I have a piece of cheese or some protein, some yogurt before I go to bed. I don't do that because, of course, I hear you in my ear now. But the problem is that now 6 o'clock, I can't eat beyond 6 o'clock, but all the parties start around 9, 10 o'clock, there's some little chips, there's a little of other stuff. And so what do? Drink some water.
Well, look, I'm just giving people the facts. If they want to shorten the lifespan, that's okay. it's an option to live longer and live better. You know, I think I think one of the points I'm making is that people equate hunger with so much discomfort.
It's toxic.
Imagine
it's toxicity. Can you talk about the anabolic state?
Right, it's toxic hunger. When you're eating healthfully, hunger is not that, it's very mild. It's not uncomfortable. It wouldn't keep you awake at night. It won't make, like I said many times, that if I'm getting hungry, but somebody calls me up on the phone or texts me and says, hey, Joel, you want to play some tennis? I'll say, sure, I'll go meet him at the tennis court. I'll eat dinner 3 hours later. It's no big deal. And the minute I start moving around, my hunger goes away anyway. You know, but the point is hunger is mild. It doesn't come on with such intensity. It's not going to prevent you from sleeping at night. It's not that uncomfortable. And that, I think that people are so, this is so unusual and so strange and sounds so difficult to them because they think hunger is is something else. Because their diet doesn't have enough dietary quality, and their lack of dietary quality makes their taste buds not as strong, makes their smell not as strong. They're not enjoying food as much. They need the sugar and the salt and the honey and the agave nectar, whatever it is they're eating, because natural foods don't have enough flavor to them because they've deadened their taste buds.
That's not real. You're saying that that's what we think, but that's not real.
Right, because I'm afraid that people listening to me today are going to think that this is too difficult. It's Correct. Too restrictive. It's too, I'm not going to enjoy life. I'd rather just age more and die younger and enjoy my life more. They're not going to think, but they're not recognizing that you can enjoy your life not only just as much, but more, that your taste buds adapt. You start to love these recipes that are available, that I've created, and the foods, your taste gets stronger. You don't desire to eat late at night anymore. You're eating as much food as you desire, but you're just desiring less. And you're feeling good about what you're eating emotionally and intellectually too. So I don't want to leave people with a message that this is impossible to do.
No, it's not. It's
difficult,
not.
So struggle, and you can't go to parties and have fun. You know, all these things that we're putting out there.
Dr. Furman, I just want to know what to do. Okay, excuse me, I'm going to a party.
Don't want people to recreate with food and alcohol like they have. They don't want, you know, people live their life for stimulation, and their whole pleasure comes from the foods and the alcohol and the stimulation they're doing. And of course, they're not going to have good health, but you got to get
food and the food and the eating. So if I were to eat late at night, I'm going to say, okay, I have to stay up till midnight, or I have to stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, go to sleep.
I'm going to go by sleep. Okay.
What time do you try to eat? Do you personally, when do you usually finish dinner? Not every night, not when you have a.
I eat dinner around 6, and I finish dinner probably around 6:37.
So you're going to bed about 10, between 10 and 11. So you probably have 3.5 hours before you go to bed.
Yeah. And even yesterday, because I'm becoming very aware of this, I said to Robert, because I made a wonderful little, I call them my lily pops, and they're made with Mojul dates and cacao and walnuts, and it's just absolutely fabulous. And so I said, I've got to eat that now because I've got to go to bed at a certain time.
That's the point. Have that as part of your dessert. Mm-hmm. Stop eating when you're comfortable, and then go to bed and have your digestion be finished before you go to sleep. That's a secret. If people want this lifespan enhancing tool, that's the lifespan enhancing tool. They may not want to do it, but that's what it is.
Yeah. So let's talk about a catabolic state, because I really want to talk about, because that was brilliant, the way you explain when the digestion process, when we start feeling that toxic hunger, that like I'm hungry again, or that shakiness. It's not hunger. That's the body getting rid of the toxin. So let's talk about the anabolic state or catabolic state.
I will. Of course, keep in mind, we only have 2 minutes left, so I can get more to explain as much. But
how do we always get so sidetracked, Dr. Okay, so maybe after we get off the show, but you can start, at least give us a 2-minute version.
Right. There are two phases of the digestive cycle, the anabolic phase and the catabolic phase. Yes. The anabolic phase, we're busy putting food and substances into the body and processing them. The catabolic phase, we're utilizing what was stored, and the liver is not absorbing and processing. It's breaking down and removing. It's in the catabolic phase, when you're not digesting food, where detoxification and healing is enhanced. And the longer you spend in the catabolic phase, the more the body can self-heal, self-regulate, and remove and repair damage. And when people putting in food in their body every hour and trying to eat all the time to prevent the toxic hunger, they're accelerating aging and they're preventing the body. And you're accelerating the risk of disease, chronic disease, and cancer.
Yeah, I could look like a 2-year-old if I didn't eat so much. I eat so much. I love to eat. So here's the thing. So catabolic state, that's where the body starts detoxifying, and we need to allow our bodies to heal. Now, intermittent fasting. You talked about intermittent fasting, and you're saying that the best kind of intermittent fasting is when we stop eating earlier, and when we wake up in the morning, we break our fast. You're not saying the later you break your fast, the better. So what is the amount of time in between that is the optimal from the breaking of the fast?
Probably 13 to 15 hours.
We're
saying that it's better not to eat a late dinner and get that 13 to 15 hours by eating a later breakfast. It's better to get the 14 to 15 hours by eating an earlier dinner. And so you go to bed on an empty stomach.
Okay.
It's the best time to the body to age slower is during the sleep cycle. And your catabolic phase is most effectively repair and remove toxins and free radicals and active oxygen species during sleep when you're not digesting food.
Dr. Furman, it's always so wonderful to have you on the show. And I'm looking forward to our next conversation, maybe a little bit off the air. And to you, my listening friends, you can't unlearn the truth. Work with your body so that you can age slowly and be healthy. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to improve your life.
WBOB AM Jacksonville, W266CX 101.1 FM Fruit Cove, WZNZ AM 1600 Atlantic Beach Jacksonville, W262AG